This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Democrats in northern Michigan have picked Lon Johnson to run for U.S. Congress. The former head of the state Democratic Party took more than 70% of the vote in yesterday's primary election against Jerry Cannon. And Lon Johnson joins us this morning to talk. Lon, thanks for making some time.
Oh, good morning, David. Thank you.
So where did you watch the election results last night?
Well, we had a number of gatherings around the district. I was in Marquette last night.
What are some of the things that you've learned about voters during this this long primary?
Well, I think they're angry, you know, and they distrust Washington. They're seeing a Washington that whose values have changed. Thankfully, our values here in northern Michigan don't change. Our corporate and government leaders, those values have changed. They're seeing trade deals that are shipping our jobs overseas. They're seeing efforts to break the promise of Social Security. They're seeing a tax code that's being rigged for the wealthy and the well-connected. They're angry over that, and what we saw last night was a reflection of that. You know, they voted for change.
And so what are some of the legislative priorities that you have, you know, that match that demand for change from voters?
Well, I think it starts with a willingness to work on a bipartisan basis to get things done. Like we had with Congressman Stupak for 18 years, Congressman Stupak for 18 years worked on a bipartisan basis to get things done in Washington. That's why I'm proud to have his endorsement. But what we saw is... the things that we want to get done are investing in and protecting our best assets here, our people, our land, our Great Lakes. You know, I'm going to work with our communities to put together a 5, a 10, a 15-year vision for this region so that we can invest in and protect our greatest assets, our people, our land, our Great Lakes, and make Northern Michigan a place where our families stay and succeed. We're losing too many of our kids and our grandkids. That means specifically bringing high-speed internet, mobile cell phone service to our communities. That means returning passenger rail service. That means shutting down Line 5 at the Straits of Mackinac. And that means building a new Sulak. You know, it takes bipartisanship to get those items done in Washington.
On the Republican side, Jack Bergman, who's a retired Marine Corps general, he won the Republican primary. Have you met him before?
I've met him at a number of different candidate forums.
So
over the months.
So now that you know who your Republican opponent is, what kind of choice will voters have this November?
Well, again, you know, I think the difference will be stark. We have 97 days to outline that difference, but In our campaign and in my candidacy, you will see a member of Congress, a future member of Congress willing to make investments to get things done. These are not corporate giveaways. We need to make the needed investments to create a place where our families can stay and succeed. That means bringing high-speed internet and mobile cell phone service to all our communities. That means returning passenger rail service. That means making sure our veterans don't have to wait to get the care and service that they deserve. That means building a new Sulak. What we're going to hear from the other side is continually promoting divisive policies that just won't work. You know, giving our tax dollars to corporations, but then just moving on to Chicago or New York or Cayman Islands. That just doesn't work.
Lon Johnson won the Democratic primary in Michigan's 1st Congressional District. Lon, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate it.
And this is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.